Good morning. My guest this morning is Caitlin Quinn from Verity. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming. Talk about Verity. It's a provocative name.
It is. So Verity means truth from veritas in Latin.
Right.
And we used to be Women Against Rape. Before that, we were United Against Sexual Assault. And so we changed our name to Verity to show clients that we'll always believe them and know their truth. And also to take sexual assault and rape out of the name so that folks are a little less scared to come into our office and don't feel like they're being outed every time they walk through our door.
So you were offering services to vets and particularly military sexual trauma.
Right. So we're the Rape Crisis Center that serves all of Sonoma County. We've been around since 1974. And for the last couple of years, we've been having a specific grant that specifically funds a part-time advocate and caseworker to work with our vets and a part-time clinician, so a therapist. And so we provide therapy and case management services to vets who are dealing with PTSD and military sexual trauma, because there aren't really a lot of specific programs out there. And ours is small, but we do what we can.
What typically is the story that a vet will bring to you?
Up until really, really recently, the military wasn't taking sexual violence very seriously. They are starting to now. Lots and lots is being uncovered. And so a lot of times, most of the time, it's someone that a man or a woman worked with, often either a superior officer, or even if it was someone who was their equal, it was someone who was, you know, better liked or more popular, just kind of like it is for us civilians.
Right.
And so either they didn't even feel like they'd be heard if they reported it, or they tried to report it and faced tons of repercussions. And so that just compounds the sexual trauma.
Are a lot of the vets that come to you people who have been in the military overseas, who have been in battle situations?
Yeah, I actually am not sure and can't speak too much to that. Uh-huh. I just meet them not really in session as much. So I can say that we have people of all ages, all genders, all races, but I'm not quite sure about their actual, what their experience was while they served.
I'm interested in knowing whether you have a lot of clients.
Yeah, right now we have more clients than we can technically handle. The grant is actually pretty small. Our therapist can see around 6 or 7 clients at a time, and our caseworker only works 15 hours a week. So we are currently packed to the gills, but we have a great referral network and lots of awesome care providers who we can send folks to. And so I wouldn't say it's a huge amount right now, but the more people we talk to, the more people are feeling safe to come to us. And so it's a program that we're looking to get more funding for so that we can expand it.
Uh-huh.
But even when a veteran can't see our specific therapist, they can always get therapy services from us for free regarding sexual trauma.
Great.
Yeah.
Do you have any connections with the actual military, or is this completely private people no longer in the military and coming to you for help?
Yeah, active duty military members can absolutely come seek our services, and we can be 1,000% confidential from the military. We do prevention education and network with the Coast Guard base, especially out in Tuvarok, to try and make sure that everyone knows about our services and can prevent sexual assault from at least happening on that base.
So if we have listeners now who are interested in finding out more about your services, what do they do?
Yeah, so if you're not quite ready to talk to someone, you can just go to ourverity.org. That's our Verity, like our collective
ourverity.org.
And just kind of look around our website. We have a little tab that says military personnel and veterans under services. If you're ever feeling like you're in a crisis and just need someone to talk to, you can call any of us at 545-7273. That's our crisis line. So it's 545-RAPE. And we always have at least 2 people on call that speak English or Spanish. And we can talk to you about whatever you're going through regarding sexual violence, whether it happened a few minutes ago or if it happened 80 or 90 years ago.
Great. Yeah. Caitlin, thanks for coming in, and thanks for what you do. It's a valuable service.
Absolutely. Glad to be here putting out the word.
Thanks to you out there for listening. I'm Roland Giacometti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.